Arrests of Muslims in Russia. News. Security forces planted SIM cards during searches in Muslim homes. Cases of participation in a terrorist organization were fabricated. Their relatives stated in a complaint to human rights activists, in total, 48 people were detained during the security forces operation in Nalchik and Nartan. Kavkazsky Uzel reported on June 3rd, citing human rights activists, quote, similar detentions also took place in 42 households in the city of Nalchik and the village of Nartan. All of the detained individuals are practicing Muslims, end quote. The center's website said, the complainants claimed that the searches followed the same pattern. During the searches of their homes, SIM cards were found and confiscated, which, according to them, did not belong to them and were planted by law enforcement officers, the human rights activists reported, publishing photographs of the complaints. On the same day, another Muslim woman, the fifth one, was arrested in Kazan on charges of organizing the activities of Hizb ut-Tahrir. The previous four were arrested in September last year. Comment. Arrests of Muslims in Russia are nothing new, but with the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, they have begun to play a new role for the first time. Every time the Russian side suffers some military defeat, persecution of Muslims under the pretext of, quote, fighting terrorism, end quote, has become a kind of outlet or information screen that distracts the population from the failures on the front. This is what happened this time. On June 1, Ukraine carried out a very daring operation called Spiderweb, during which about 40 strategic aircraft were hit, with some airfields located in Siberia, i.e. very far from the border with Ukraine. This was made possible thanks to modern technology. Boxes with drones were delivered by trucks under the guise of cargo transportation. The more the Russian regime gets bogged down in this war, the more internal enemies it has to find. Incidentally, this is also what explains the latest anti-migrant campaign that the authorities have been carrying out since the war began. It is hard to predict how long this will continue, but for now the Russian population is quite successfully swallowing these narratives, and the level of hatred towards Muslims and migrants has grown significantly, and quite noticeably in recent years. This is also reflected in the unprecedented jump in the number of violent crimes committed on the basis of hatred by Russian nationalists, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Mohammed Mansour.